Pollution. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, you are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, you are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey, you are all that matters. Nanya mana sasa. I don't have you, my life. What would I gain if you take the Holy Ghost?
What would I become of me if I didn't see a light?
What would I be said of me
if you didn't hold
me? Now I've come to realize
that
you are all that matters. You are all that matters. Hey! I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters.
You are all that matters.
I'll make room for two.
I'll make room for two.
You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Is it the house or is it the car? I'll give them all to you. Is it the name or is it the fame? I'm nothing without you. What would I become of me if I didn't see your light? What would have been said of me if you didn't hold my hand? Now I've come to realize that you are all I have. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front of my melody.
You are all that matters.
I don't believe us in the house tonight. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, you are all that matters, Jesus. I wish I could hear you sing it out. If it matters to you tonight, can you lift up those hands and speak in other tongues and blast in other tongues as you worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who made all things new, the one who made it possible for us to be here today. Can you lift up your hands and begin to speak in other tongues tonight? I wish you can say things, Mr. physical things to God tonight. Tell him that is all that matters to you. Tell him that silver or gold cannot take his place. Tell him sweet things tonight. I thank God for those who are worshiping. Open up your mouth to Jesus. Open up your mouth and lift up your voice. I want to hear people tonight who are ready, to take the name of Jesus.
The new 5G Google Pixels are here, starting from only $6.70. With night sight and portrait.
Is that song true? That the Lord is all that matters. Would you put him in front? Will you make room for him? You and him. It's important that we do so. And tonight, as we come in a place of intercession, let us recognize deep within our souls what really, truly matters. Recognizing the God that we serve. No matter what is happening in our world, no matter what the attacks might be, no matter what the strategy of the enemy might be, that you remain unshakable, just like the God you serve. Tonight, we are going to cover some ground in our approach in prayer. We're going to start with Psalm 93. And if time permits us, we'll come to Psalm 103 also. The psalm here says, "The Lord reigneth." I like that word because it means that he is the one reigning right now. He reigneth. He's on the throne. And he's the king. And the psalm continues and says, "He is clothed with majesty. He's robed with majesty." The Lord is clothed with strength. That's a powerful statement, that the Lord is clothed with strength. He's clothed with majesty. That's interesting because he says to us in Psalm 41 or Isaiah 41, and verse 10, the Word of God makes a very remarkable statement. He says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen you." So if he's clothed with strength, and the clothing of his strength is the clothing of majesty, when God clothes you and I, he's clothing us with the majestic grace that comes out of him to us. That's why the Word of God says that he has made up a kingdom of kings and priests. And the Word of God says that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Can you see yourself today clothed with strength, clothed with majesty? Because your Father reigns. Your God reigns, and he's giving you access to his presence. If he reigns, then nothing that the devil has can have reign in your life. See, the world is the way it is. But that doesn't stop God from reigning in the life of the believer. He says, wherewith he had, with this strength, he girded himself The world also established that it cannot be moved. Now, hear this. It might seem to you and I today that everything is shaken, and the Word of God says that will be the case, that whatever it is that can be shaken will be shaken. But no matter how shaken the world is, it is still established. It's not going to fall apart. Not until God says it should. And it's not the devil that has that final word. God does. Verse 2 says, "Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting." In other words, God has always been God and He's always reigned. And His throne is established. This is an old kingdom, let's put it that way. And this old kingdom is not going anywhere. It is established. Hear that? It is established. Well, the verses we're going to pray with today, having reminded ourselves about who God is, are the next verses. Watch this in verse 3. It says, "The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves." In our contest, this flood represents the pandemic that is ravaging the world right now. And what God wants us to know is this, that no matter what is happening in the world, He is still God. He is still sovereign. He's still in control of your world. And you're part of His kingdom as a child of God. And it doesn't matter what the floods are doing, God is still in control. He says, when the enemy comes against us like a flood, God will raise up a standard. God raises up His standard against the flood of the enemy. But it's not just that God raises up His standard as a flood. Depending on how you read the passage, the Word of God says when those storms come, like a flood, God raises His standard against it. And those are two perspectives to that one same verse. That God raises a standard like a flood against the enemy. I want you to know today that God is doing a remarkable work of grace in your life. Watch this. "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up His standard against him." Or you can read it, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up His standard against him." Either way, the enemy loses. Either way, he loses. So I want you to know and remind yourself today that though there is a flood happening in our world today, that God has also put a measurement where He says to the flood, "This far and no more." Please hear me. I know that this coronavirus is pretending to be a virus that has a crown, but the real king is God. Because that word corona is a crown. That's what it means. It's a crown. But it's a fake crown. Corona comes like a flood, and God raises a standard against it by His Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of His Word. I want to encourage you today to not look at what the statistics might be and think, oh my God, the world is falling apart. The world is not falling apart. Yeah, times are tough. Things are very challenging. But 1,000 shall fall on your left and 10,000 on your right, but it shall not come nigh thee. You cannot live in the realm of fear. God does not operate in that realm. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound, mature, disciplined mind. The only fear that you have to have is the fear of God. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. That's the beginning to the end. Have a fear of the name of the Lord. And everything that comes against you must have that fear. For he has a name that's above every other name, that the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Of the things in the heavens, the things on the earth, and the things under the earth, in every realm, the name of the Lord is above every other name. So, child of God, yes, there seems to be a second wave. From wherever it is that it came from, that wave shall perish in Jesus' mighty name. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. It's a voice that is generating fear in the world. People are traumatized with fear. But the word of God says in verse 4, the Lord on high is mightier. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, no matter how many plagues. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Oh my God. Oh, I love this next verse. Watch this. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. That means you need to come to that place where you feel and know that you are separated from whatever noise those floods are making. Whatever noise COVID-19 is making, it's not for you. And watch this now, verse 6. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Show yourself. And I believe that the Lord God Almighty is going to reveal himself to his body tonight as we pray like never before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this statement again. Verse 4, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. The God you serve is mightier than Corona, COVID, China virus, whatever it is you call it. He's mightier than it all. Your body, my body, is not going to be a conducive place for the production and multiplication of viruses. Hear the word of the Lord. Why? Because he reigns. And he's clothed in majesty. And he's clothed in strength. And God is transferring that same strength into you. And he says, don't you be afraid. And don't you be dismayed. I am your God. I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. That's God's promise. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we are going to thank God for where He has brought us and how He keeps us. But while being aware of the fact that we are covered, because we belong to Him, we're going to pray for people who do not know Him, who do not have that relationship, who are going through so much pain right now, who are drowning. They're drowning in this flood. While the people of the world were drowning in the flood of Noah, Noah and his children were in the ark. They were riding that flood. No matter how high the flood went, the higher the flood, the higher the boat. So shall it be for you and for your household. No matter what the flood is, you're going to be on top of it. You will not be overwhelmed. Will you receive that? Let us begin to thank God that no matter what, yes, just like the days of Noah, just like the days of Lot, and I said something to us months ago, maybe in January or February, that COVID is not it, that there's another wave that is coming, that they're going to start even burning houses just to. And the Lot experience is going to come. And property will be burnt. But it shall not come nigh thee. Let us first of all begin to thank God right now that we are covered. We are covered. No matter what the flood situation might be, no matter what the plague might be, no matter what the pestilence is, I am covered by the word of God. Let's begin to thank God for that right now. Thank God that He has brought you out into this very special place in which you are experiencing the favor of God. Amen. Let's thank God for that. And then we're going to start focusing on the people of the world and what they are going through right now and how they should also come to know the living God in a very special way. Pray.
Magnificent in my life and the life of the saints. Lord, let your church of God experience you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let, oh God, our testimony, not, oh God, be just words, oh God, but a testimony, oh God, that is birthed out of a relationship to God. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, let your people not be ashamed. Father, the floods, oh God, have come, but your throne is established of old, and Lord, oh God, is an everlasting kingdom. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that though the floods may have lifted up, oh God, they've lifted up their voice, Father, oh God, and the waves, oh God, are high. Lord, oh God, that we, oh God, are riding this storm. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise for your awesome love. We give you praise, oh God, for your authority. We give you praise, oh God, that your hand is upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we are protected. We are provided for. Lord, oh God, you have rebuked the devourer for our sakes. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're walking in divine health. But, oh God, the virus, oh God, fails. Oh God, it cannot attach itself to any part of us. Oh Lord, oh God, it has nothing to collect, oh God. Father, in Jesus' name, you are creating a force field, oh God, within our spirits, a force field, oh God, in our soul, in our intellect, in our minds. You are a force field, oh God, around us, oh God, in our bodies. Lord, oh God, that is barring and putting to flight every evil activity. In the name of Jesus, we walk in divine health. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, let every virus die. Oh God, when your people are around, let them die. Let the viruses die. Let it, oh God, cease, oh God, to operate in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, oh God, that your people are protected. Your people are protected. Your people are protected. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that those, oh God, in this household of faith, not one person is going to come in contact with this virus. With this virus. We give this praise, Lord. We give this praise, Lord. We give this praise, Lord. We give you safe in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Now, these waves come in different forms. And as we pray about this, we are going to be praying for those who do not know God. But we are also declaring God's word as it relates to us. There are businesses that are being wiped out, churches, ministries, families that have just been inundated with the impact of this pandemic. As I watch the news, I see vehicles lining up for miles, heading towards a food bank just to get something. I was listening to a particular news broadcast, and they were talking about somebody that had a luxury car, expensive car, coming to this food bank. And because it was contact-free, the person had to pop the hood, and when they popped their hood, or rather their trunk, rather, there inside the car were sleeping bags and all kinds of stuff. And it dawned on the people bringing the food that the car was a house. These people were living inside that car. That's how bad it is. We cannot bury our head and not remind ourselves that people are really going through a very difficult time right now. When you place your faith in material things and not in God, all kinds of things can happen. Now, there are believers that go through situations like that. I cannot pretend to know all the reasons why they go through situations like that. But the fact is that God's word tells us that He'll protect us, that He will cause us not to be overtaken by famine. That's a promise. When difficult times come, that there's a God who trumps over all of that. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. That there is a God who can increase your little. Those passages that we read in the Bible were not just put there for fun, just to tell us some story. The God who causes the pot of oil and flour to keep on feed him, and multiplying that they could not empty that pot of oil and flour. Still the same God. It's still the same God. And he reigns. And I want every believer right now to understand that you don't have to be overwhelmed by the circumstances, that God is faithful. The fact is, there are many people that are going through a very difficult time. We're going to pray right now that the God who takes care of the sparrow, the God who knows every hair on your head and has them numbered, and if number 25 drops to the ground, God knows that number 25 in your hair dropped to the ground. And when number 383 drops, he knows. When number 1,050 drops, he knows. It's not that he knows. The statement is not that God knows how many hair you have on your head. He's so detailed. He knows this one is number one, this is number two, this is number three, this is number four. And if any one of those drops off, he knows. He's that detailed. He cares about you. And so we're going to pray that the God who meets needs will somehow minister to men and women where they are right now and reach them at this time that they are struggling and overwhelmed by the flood of Corona, COVID-19, financially. God will reach them where they are. They will know there's a God who cares about me. And we pray about that. That people everywhere will begin to understand God cares about me. And he's my source and my provider. God cares. Let us pray. Believers, while you're praying for those who do not know God, be very aware of that very fact.
Father, therefore, he will understand and grasp, O God, with the spirit of grace, O God, that you are a caring God. Therefore, Lord, O God, that those with challenges unto you, that you can be the author and the finisher of faith for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, O God, this day, O God, for your intervention in the financial situation, O God, of so many. Lord, oh God, that your sons and your daughters also will know that you are their provider. Lord, oh God, that they will not fret, they will not worry. Father, they will not allow themselves, oh God, to be bamboozled by the powers of darkness and the lies and deceptions of the enemy. But know, oh God, and understand, oh God, that you are the God who meets all of their needs according to your riches and glory. That you, the God who cares for the sparrow, you, the God who knows the count of their hair. Lord, oh God, that you care about every single detail. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, those that know you. Oh God, to watch out, oh God, for those, oh God, that have these needs. Be, oh God, able to provide, oh Father, out of our abundance. Lord, oh God, the abundance of the increase that you bring. Father, oh God, into the lives, oh God, of neighbors. The lives of those, oh God, that have not experienced your grace in this dimension, that they will come to know you. Raise up his standard. Raise up his standard against this flood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we trust you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. People are being harassed financially. Do not know what is going to happen. Many that have lost their jobs. Those jobs are not going to come back. So many that are being retired so early and didn't have any savings or any of that. And there's so many people in our society today that have no savings of any sort. They live hand to mouth. And are afraid. They're just flooded with fear. Because their financial situation is not stable. I thank God that the Word says to us that the world is established. Verse 1, the Lord reigneth, he's clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength wherewith he had girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. You know, those are powerful words. And God is saying to you today, yes, it might seem like the world is falling apart, but he's got you in his hand. I say that to believers, but I want to say that to those who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. God, this world is not going to fall apart. It might seem like everything is shaking, but the shaking is going to stop at some point. And if you want to be established just like his throne, because his throne is from ages past to ages to come, it's everlasting. The world itself shall melt away at some point. But there's something that's going to remain. The kingdom of God. You need to make that shift. You need to jump ship right now. Jump ship from focusing on the things of the world and how the world is. Jump to God. When I think about businesses, mega businesses that are going under, they're not going to come back. That's a world that is shaking. Yeah, sure. There's some businesses that are doing very well. But even those at the next phase are going to be in trouble. Because who wants to go buy some funny stuff over there when they don't have the money for it? Who's going to go buy some luxury stuff over there when what they really want is some food for their tummy? A bag of gold or a piece of bread. The world is going to be shaken. This is nothing yet. This is nothing. But there is stability in God. So we're going to pray right now that the eyes of men and women will begin to be refocused to look at the author and finisher of faith, the God who is able to meet their needs. This time will be a time of people recognizing that whatever it is that they've been pursuing all this while isn't worth it. But really, what they really need is the one that is greater than them and greater than any need they have, and having that full satisfaction in God. Let us pray.
Able to meet it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thou God, Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and bless this holy name.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. With the flood of issues that is assailing and wrecking lives, so many are turning to things that cannot solve their problems. Some are getting hooked on drugs. Some are getting hooked on alcohol. Some are committing suicide, is snuffing their lives. There's much pain in the world. There are marriages that have been torn apart because of the pandemic. Many are beginning to recognize that whatever it is that they've place their faith on, it's futile. It cannot help them. We're going to pray that people will begin to recognize. I know we're praying the same prayer. I know we're praying the same prayer. But we want to pray this time that people will recognize that whatever it is that's out there in the world that they want to use to numb their pain, try to distract them from the problems that they are facing, that those things are not really solving any problem, because they are going to awaken at some point to the reality of that pain and find out that whatever solutions they bring in to the table to solve their problem is actually making things worse, and therefore that they need to recognize that they need a greater power than the solutions, the powers that they run into for answers. It's not the chariots of men that will solve the problem. But there is a power that is greater than placing your faith on the chariots and armor of natural minds. The Bible tells us about a prophet that outran the chariot of Ahab. There is a capacity in God that causes you to overtake whatever it is that is operating contrary to your well-being. We're going to cry out to God right now that people begin to recognize the futility of their efforts and recognize that they need God. I need God. These things, these man-made gods, they are the works of man. They cannot solve my problem. That people will awaken from their slumber and recognize that they really need God to solve their problem. And that goes for government. That whatever it is that they're trying to do, it's not working. It's all guesswork in the name of science. We need help. Let's pray. Pray that people will begin to recognize that whatever it is that they want to use to numb their pain will not solve their problems but make things worse. They don't recognize that they need a greater power for their answers. That greater power is God, whose kingdom, whose reign is from everlasting. Praise the Lord. Pray.
Issues that they think they don't have an answer to it. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to recognize that there is a power that is greater than the problems that they face. Our power, the power of the living God. Lord Jesus, thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. With COVID, not only are people being traumatized financially, emotionally, on and on and on. There are so many that are dying. And it's quite possible that just like information that we get from the newscasters many times, you know, say there's a battle that took place in such and such a place, or riots took place in such and such a place, and 100 people died. A good number of times, when they say 100 people died, it's a good chance 200 or 300 or 400 people died. And it's quite the same today. It's quite possible that the numbers that we are getting are not really representing the true numbers of what's happening. Those who are serving the front line keep on telling us things are really bad. They're worse than what we've seen on the news. So, Pastor, what's the point of that? The point is this. There are so many people that are grieving. Loved ones are dead. And the worst of it is that they were not able to be there with those loved ones. Can you imagine the trauma? That so many families are experiencing right now. I just saw him yesterday. And he's dead. The brevity of life. Just like the grass here today and tomorrow is gone. But the pain is real. The loss is real. And there are so many families today that are going through the traumatic experience of losing somebody that is dear to them and they were not able to be there. For the believer, it does matter. Well, the fact is that we know where the person is. For those that do not know God, don't have a relationship, They're clueless of that. They don't have that comfort. So we're going to pray and ask that God will reach out by His Spirit and through His people to bring comfort to those that have lost loved ones, husbands, wives, uncles, nieces, aunts, cousins, sons, daughters, fathers and mothers, friends, loved ones, all around the world. There is so much pain, and attached to all of that pain is a deep, deep, deep level of anger and bitterness. We're going to pray that God will heal men and women that are going through anguish of soul right now, going through so much pain, that God will reach them and heal them and turn things around in their lives. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, trust your God. Battered, oh God, with bitterness and anger. But, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We're going to continue with praying for the emotional trauma that people are going through. But we'll pick it up again down the line. But right now, I want us to pray for governments, leaders. There are some in leadership that really want to find a solution. I cannot say that to be true for every government there, out there. There are those that are celebrating all of this and see it as an opportunity to establish a one world government system. Never should make waste of crisis. They think this is a crisis situation. We've got to make good use of this and gain some ground. There are evil leaders in our world that have that kind of a mind. Well, there are those that really want to find a solution. That's not their mindset. We're going to pray two prayers. One, that those godly or good, caring, fair-minded leaders that really want to bring about a solution, that God will grant them the wisdom and the help that they need to bring help to the masses that need it. That God will expose wicked men and women that sit behind closed doors and are always plotting on how they can create more pain, generate confusion in the lives of so many. You could care less. You just want to make things, life difficult for so many people while they want to live the life of ease. God will expose them for who they are and raise up people with a right heart that really care for their citizens and their fellow countrymen. God will raise and spotlight those, but those that are out there to generate evil, that God will expose them, that everybody sees that person. Their heart is not for us. They're just there for themselves. Whoever they are, God expose them. Let's pray for government. Pray.
Raise up, O God, godly men. Those, O God, of the what they are.
Praise the Lord. Word of God says that God is a present help in the time of trouble. We're going to ask at this point for God's true intervention and for the manifestation of God's presence, the tangible manifestation of God's presence that will cause troubles to dissipate out of the lives of so many. If there's a time that we need this grace, it is now. The Bible tells us about the three Hebrew young men, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They were thrown into a fiery furnace that had been heated up seven times hotter, such that those that were throwing them in were consumed by the flames that were coming out of that furnace. But having thrown them in there, there was a fourth man in that furnace with them, and they were not consumed. The Bible says that when they came out, there was not even the smell of smoke on them. Hallelujah. Not even the smell of smoke. I pray that God's children, as we're going through this difficult season, will not have even a smell of smoke. Not a sign that we went through this. Not one of us. And I declare that over every partner, every member of Glory and Peace Church, no unemployment here. Everybody gainfully employed, and everyone giving of their resources because they are committed to the living God, not living in fear, I want to encourage you. Please, please, please. Partner with God. Don't rob God, or else he cannot rebuke the devourer for your sake. He says, I open the windows of heaven and pour out my blessing. May this be a season in your life that you have the most financial blessings. More resources you cannot outspend, because God is always increasing whatever it is that you have. And you're not always in the store in the cold line waiting for, you know, to go buy groceries, because your hamper is always full. Whatever it is that you need is there. You go in there and you take stuff and it's there. Let God be replacing stuff so you don't have to go join the line with all of them. So, Pastor, you're talking crazy again. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the way it is. Because I've lived it. If I hadn't lived it, I wouldn't be able to tell it. But I have testimony after testimony about how God can do these things. Now he's done it for me. And I can boldly say to you, this is a reality that you can log into. Log into it. Praise the Lord. So let us pray.
Most resources. Manifestation after manifestation. Blessed be your holy name. I thank you, Lord, that this is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll receive this miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Let us wrap up with Psalm 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. I want you to think about that. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. And verse 4 says, who redeemeth the life from destruction. He redeems your life. He snatches you out from that which is going to be destructive to you. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, I'm told, I've not seen it happen, but I'm told that when eagles get to a particular point in their life, they find a resting place high up on a tree, and they begin to pull out their feathers. And there comes new feathers, bright, shiny feathers. The aged bird begins to look like a new bird. The Bible says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. We're going to pray that our souls begin to magnify the name of the Lord. We're going to pray that our mouths will not speak death, but life. We're going to pray that our strength be renewed. We're going to pray that our youth be renewed. You see, when you're going through trouble and crisis, it's so easy to age so quickly. But that's not your portion. That's not my portion. You're going to be looking fresh, young, strong, your youth renewed. You're going to bless the Lord, and everything within you is going to bless God. Amen? This is going to be our last focus tonight. So lift up your voice and begin to thank God for that.
Lord, my soul magnifies you. Young and strong. I am healthy. Lord of God. I magnify you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I declare God that you are forever. You reign supreme in my life. You reign, O God, supreme in my affairs. Lord of God, your greatness, O God, is manifested in this house this day. Lord, I'm looking fresh, strong, and young. Lord of God, my strength is renewed by your grace. My mouth is filled with good things. And I declare, God, your word. Right now, in every realm of my life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, oh God. From me. Thank you, Lord of God, in Jesus' name, that this is so. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that you are God. All that is within us, bless your holy name. We're reminded, O God, that no matter how high the floods get, Lord, O God, that you are our ark. And Lord, O God, our ark of safety, and we ride every storm. We thank you, Lord, O God, that every need is met. Lord, O God, we are greatly comforted, for your resurrection life is living in us. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, our youth is renewed. All of our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that because your hand is upon us, we are conduits. Your voice, O God, that speaks into the lives of those that do not know you, that those that do not know you see us, and they see your glory manifested. And they desire, O God, that they will be more like us, for we daily are becoming more like you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, O God, that every need is met. I pray, O God, that even now those, O God, sons and daughters that you've raised up by your Spirit that are getting distracted one way or the other, Lord, O God, that at the snap of your fingers, Father, in Jesus' name, they are refocused. And they recognize what their true priorities are. And Lord, oh God, that they will seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness so that they can have every other thing added unto them. May those, oh God, that do not truly know you, Lord, oh God, may this time be the time that they will get to know you and do great exploits. Blessed be your holy name. We give you praise for all things in Jesus our sovereign Lord's name. We call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know where the hour goes, but we thank God for this special time of seeking the face of God together. And I want to encourage you to honor God with your giving. And I want to take this time to encourage those of you that are listening, that are part of the body of Christ. Take this time. Sure, we cannot meet together in the sanctuary, but there's nothing that stops you from talking with your brother and your sister, encouraging them and checking on them. So I want to encourage you. Call somebody. Find out how they're doing. Ask them about the service tonight or any other day. Did you watch that program? Did you listen? Did you connect and participate in what God was saying and what God was doing? We need to encourage each other. You see, it's like life. You set a fire and you put wood in there and they start to burn. But the more it's burning, after a while, the burn becomes ashes and the fire begins to die down. Other wood coming into that, in contact with that flame, ignites it, and you keep the fire burning. And when you keep that fire burning, you keep the wild animals away. We need to join with each other, call each other, love on each other. Use this time to share with each other, and may we all point back home and recognize that from this place, God is speaking a present word, and that you can truly be encouraged in your life. Keep on giving, not only in your finances, but give by also sharing love and the word one with the other. Maybe there's something you heard tonight or last Sunday or last Wednesday that spoke to your spirit. Call somebody and discuss it with them. And you find out that you even get even more from a word that you heard on a particular day than you heard the first time you were listening to it. Because we all hear different things. And I love you. I miss you being here in church. Miss the elbow, the leg touch. But we can touch God. Reach out and touch somebody with the love of God. Bless you. I look forward to receiving your tithes and your offerings and presenting it to the Lord this week. See you on Sunday for a powerful, powerful word from the Lord. Don't miss it. God has something he wants to share with us, and I'm looking forward to it. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Love you, and good night.